On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's Tom Glatt giving us the latest credit union health score update, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Tom Glatt from Glatt Consulting. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. Good. Under the weather that time of year, but otherwise good.
Indeed. It's almost vacation time. You're actually my last interview of 2017, so we couldn't have ended it on a better note. So thank you very much for bringing up the rear nicely for us.
Yeah, if I'd known, I would have thrown some confetti or something like that.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll have Santa singing here in a little bit.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So, all right. Hey, we're talking about your quarterly health score update, and you always have some interesting findings from this. And so, what's the latest? What's going on with the latest now? Just to kind of get things going here.
Yeah, well, I think last time I was on in September, we were talking about the fact that the industry had so many quarters of good performance, and I think I'd made a proclamation of some sort that it likely wouldn't continue on, and I think I pointed to some factors that charge costs were beginning to increase. Well, I'm happy to report that I was completely wrong about that, so there's got to be some maturity there in admitting when you're wrong. We are now at the 15th straight quarter of improved health score for the industry.
Wow.
I'm looking at some numbers here. This is our best third quarter score going all the way back to 2002. Our score is 5.748, so 5.748. Now, that's on a 10-point scale, so of course, you always have room to grow. But our previous high score, also in 2002 in the first quarter, was 6.174. So we're getting close to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, 15 straight quarters of improved credit union health. I think that's phenomenal.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, I can get into some of the details if you like.
Sure. Yeah, because I was thinking, okay, what is driving this? Because we've always talked about, you know, new membership growth, new lending, all that type of stuff. All this stuff is, right. I don't say it's off the charts, but it's pretty darn good. So what else is causing all this tremendous growth?
So I'll say just about every category. One of the things, just looking at my trend numbers here, we continue to see good membership growth, and also coming with that, continued solid relationship development. So for years, membership growth has been an issue for credit unions for a number of reasons. One, we just, you know, we don't market heavily like our for-profit brethren, the banking sector, or other retailers or what have you. So we're a little bit quieter as an industry, or at least historically have been. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the limitations of just being a credit union. Not everyone can join. Even if you're a community charter, there's some barrier to entry that exists for people that want to become members.
Right.
But even with those limitations, we see some really solid numbers in membership growth scores. So we're getting new people coming in, and those people are being adorned with loan products and services. So when you have that, when people are drawn to credit unions, not just because of good savings rates, but because of good loan business, then you get the ancillary benefits that we're seeing, which is some improvement in return on assets. Mm-hmm. So this, we had a nice bump in score and income. So when I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, we're doing good at attracting people and developing relationships with them that are mutually profitable and beneficial. The member's getting something good for the membership relationship, and the credit union's drawing some profitability on that. We still have some room to go in terms of membership growth score, but that's the real positive. Yeah, so that's it, man.
Man.
We're doing really good at bringing people in to the credit union fold.
It sounds like our momentum is just as strong as ever, because every time I look at the numbers, it keeps growing, and I've been in the industry since the mid 90s, and I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, there probably has been, maybe I just didn't notice it early on, but I don't know, I haven't seen growth like this ever, at least in my history. So I'm sure it's happened, but I'm just, based on my limited view, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I like it. It's good to see health in the industry. You know, the downside, of course, is we still have credit unions going away. That percentage drop in credit unions still is about 3.5%. So we're at, what, 5,700-something credit unions now. You know, there's a good news piece to that, which is that a lot of what's going away are credit unions that were really struggling to survive and provide any kind of value to the members that made up the credit union. But ultimately, you hate to see improvement by death, so to speak. Right. So that's sad to see.
Yeah, that's the consolidation thing of it. And kind of segueing on that, there's a few Kratons out there that are still experiencing some not so good times. Can you address those as well? And maybe we can help out, kind of turn them around as well.
Yeah. So when you look at average performance, usually there's a dividing line, right? So there's good and there's bad. So mm-hmm. your average is what you're left with. So this time I thought, well, let's take a look at those credit unions who are not actually improving in score. And the numbers were bigger than I thought. There were 2,557 credit unions out of 5,700 credit unions that had a negative percent change in their health score year over year as mm-hmm. compared to last year. So mm-hmm. that's 44% of the industry. That's actually a big chunk of credit unions
yeah.
that kind of are counter to what we just talked about in this growing health in the credit union community.
Yeah.
You would think, okay, are we talking about tiny credit unions again, the $5 and the $10 million credit unions that are out there? And the answer to that question is not really. In that segment, the average asset range is, or average assets is $208 million. There's a multi-billion dollar credit union that's dropped in score, and the median asset base is $26 million. So it's not just the small credit unions. We've got some sizable ones that are not performing well.
Yeah.
So let's look into why that is. They are scoring poorly or more poorly than the industry in every single category but two. So at first I thought, well, maybe they're just maybe suffering more in some of the areas that we're not so strong in at the moment. For example, even though we're seeing good loan growth and membership growth in the industry,
yeah.
a complementary effect of that is that we're seeing some growth in delinquencies and charge-offs. So that comes with the business. It's not just that, obviously. As I said, every single category but two, which are regular shares and total loans to total assets, are poorer scoring. Here's where I think the problem is, Mike. The big difference between them and the rest of the credit union community that is more healthy is that their loan growth numbers are much poorer. There's a huge difference in the loan growth scores for those that are not that are kind of declining in health as compared to those that are improving in health.
Yeah.
And consequently, what you're seeing, well, I guess I'm not sure what the consequence is. They're also scoring worse in charge-offs and delinquencies at a pretty good rate. So my suspicion is that the loan growth declines are because they're reacting to increasing charge-offs and delinquencies. So when you have a sophisticated credit union that really understands how to manage charge-offs and delinquencies, or is, we'll call it, rich enough to buffer that risk,
mm-hmm.
then they don't tighten up their loans even as charge-offs and delinquencies are rising. They just manage that volume over there.
Right.
I think what these credit unions have probably done is overreacted to declining portfolio quality by mm-hmm. tightening up standards so much that now that they've hurt their income, their expense structure, and their operating efficiency and so many other numbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we saw that loan growth, as you mentioned, a lot of growth in the industry, but I think some people, they get it, and sometimes this is a board thing, they just go, wow, we need to pull the reins back a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's my suspicion, is that
okay.
for these credit unions, they're just kind of, they may be, unfortunately, overreacting to natural risk.
Well, it'd be interesting to keep an eye on them in the first mm-hmm. couple of quarters next year to see what happens. You know, maybe they loosen the reins a little bit and then some more loans come in and then everything kind of balances out for them, hopefully. So I don't know, just kind of speculating, but it'd be interesting to kind of keep an eye on, see what they're doing.
Yeah, and I a lot of this will depend on the economy, because if the economy continues on and performs well enough, and I mean, who knows, you know, in the next couple of years, the tax laws and all these changes that are supposedly going to give us a little more income money in our pocket, if that's going to go to sustaining loan payments and what have you,
yeah.
then some of these credit unions will probably grow out of their problems. But if they can't find a way to get to the lending table again in ways that drive income, then it's going to be hard for them, even as other credit unions continue to improve on that that health score spectrum.
And so those credit unions, I'm just speculating again here, they might become, I don't know, candidates for mergers, consolidation, that type of thing, or I mean, I would hate to see them go away altogether, but I don't know, just kind of throwing that out there.
Yeah, that's possible. Certainly, if we were to slice that market a little bit more, but their scores, this is kind of where you come back to credit unions that are motivated to merge. Most of these organizations have very strong net worth, So it's not like they're on death's door. You know, so they've got a long runway, I think, to try to figure this out. But the question would be in 2 or 3 years, you know, can they figure it out quick enough that they don't become competitively obsolete? And that would be the time at which you go, okay, have they been able to fix their problems to the point where they're sustainable? So we'll have to see. Like you said, these will be an interesting group of credit unions to track over time and just see how they're transforming themselves between, say, now and the next 18 months or so.
No doubt. And speaking of kind of a wrap-up question here, speaking of kind of looking forward, how do you see 2018 just based on what's been happening so far? I mean, the last time we talked, your prediction about, you know, the 13 quarters coming to an end,
right,
you know, was sadly, well, that was, you know, but it's okay that you're wrong on this one, Tom.
Yeah, so
it's a good mistake, I think.
Well, I was a baseball player, and if there's any sport where you have superstitious behavior, it's in baseball, whether it's wearing the same socks for an entire season if you're on a winning streak or not stepping on the foul line when you're going on and off the field. So now I kind of feel like I have to predict that we're going to have a horrible fourth quarter and first quarter in 2018, and the scores are going to drop off the table so that I don't...
Yeah, don't jinx it, man.
Yeah. So if I were to go against the grain and say things would look good, I would say that things probably look good for next year, if only because some of those economic indicators seem to be, you know, pretty decent. If we can keep going in terms of economic strength and grow a little bit there, then that's just going to be good for credit unions. I don't think we'll see a drop off. However, I will say this. There's one little thing that I'm kind of wondering about. Our borrower per member scores are pretty good. And what that is, you know, how many members or borrowers do we have in our field of membership or in our membership role?
Mm-hmm.
And the more you have, the more members you have engaged on the lending side. So we're pretty good there. And we're doing pretty well in loan growth. So at some point you go, all right, do we have enough membership growth to sustain the loan growth that we need tapping out our existing borrower base?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Didn't think of that.
So yeah, the concern would be if we feel like, hey, we gotta grow loans and we've got to do it with what we have, then you start loosening standards to the point where you become a little more risky than I think you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the long-term concern.
Yeah.
You know, just if we can't find new pockets of borrowers that we stress the ones that
we
have.
Yeah, or you hit some sort of plateau and kind of loaned out your membership, basically. So
right.
You gotta, yeah. So, okay. Ooh, very interesting. I like that take. Anything else to wrap up, sir? I always appreciate you coming on and giving us your insightful statistics information and stuff. It's really cool to see. And I love the examples that you give too. So it just kind of brings a reality to it other than just, hey, we're just talking numbers here. But hey, here's some credit unions actually doing some good stuff. Here's some credit unions that might be in trouble. Let's keep an eye on them, that type of stuff. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'd end with is I will give a shout out to Redwood Credit Union in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, yeah.
These folks are always at the top, and I think they've been in the number one spot for a few quarters running now. So I think I mentioned our normal score is about 5.7. The highest we've ever been is 6.1 as an industry. They're at 8.74.
Oh my gosh.
8.8. These guys, I mean, listen to this. They've got a return on assets in the third quarter of 2.07.
Overachievers. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
Really. I know. It's crazy. But that's good to see. You know, we got some pretty strong institutions in our industry that are doing good things for members. So.
Indeed. And I want to wrap it up with one last thing here. Come over here.
Yep.
I have a special guest for us.
All right.
Gentlemen. Yeah, I thought I'd just bring in. here's Santa. Hey, wishing you all a very merry, happy Christmas. And our screen just froze. Oh, darn.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look what you did, Santa. Oh, well, anyway.
Too much Christmas joy.
At least it froze right there. So, anyway, I think it just overloaded the Skype network. So, oh, well. All right, Tom. Well, thanks again. Sorry I froze. That's weird. This has been happening a lot lately since the new Skype thing. And see if I can shake it loose here. No. That's a bummer. Oh, well. Oh, well. At least you're not frozen.
That's a good picture to end on.
This is a good picture to end on.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, Tom. Well, enjoy your Christmas with your family. Happy New Year and all that stuff if we don't chat beforehand. I'll try to get this posted middle of next week so people can check it out as well. So kind of keep things in the holiday spirit. And I'm glad you're feeling better, too.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, man. Well, let's chat in the new year. And if you're ever, if we're ever at mutual conferences, it'd be good to connect.
Yep. Definitely.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right, Mike. Yep. You too.
Thanks again.